Three candidates are running to be the student body president at UC Santa Barbara for the 2024-2025 school year. I spoke to one of those candidates, Jasmine Gates, who has experience as a resident assistant and hall council president, a diversity intern for the admissions office, a development coordinator for the Black Student Union, and a campus conference chair of the 21st Annual African Black Coalition Conference.
So my name is Jasmine Gates. You can all call me Jazz. I'm a third year sociology major. I'm originally from Stockton, California. Pronouns that girl, but she, her works as well. And I am currently running to hopefully be the next and elected AS president.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us. So I'm interested in asking, why are you running for AS president as opposed to other positions in student government?
I honestly believe that I have been involved in so many different things and the different experiences that I've gained over the past 3 years being in leadership. I started out in hall council, so I served within housing and getting a feel for RHA. I learned a lot being hall council president my first year. I got some ins in terms of housing, learning how to program, and working in a student government. So it was really nice to have that background and then transition right into being a resident assistant and working as a RA. I got a little bit more of that human connection aspect, and I really learned the importance of advocating for the needs of students and then getting involved in BSU and planning like a really big conference. I planned a conference that had over 650 students from across the UCs and CSUs. It was so crazy. And I just think that all of those skills have honestly informed my perspective and have allowed me to represent and serve a lot of communities and a lot of my peers. And that is something I'm truly passionate about. And that is why I wanted to take it to the next level. And I want to be able to serve students at a higher level and be a representative for all, because I know that I have made the connections and intentional connections that will benefit my peers, and those institutional connections that I've had, like sitting down and enjoying lunch with the chancellor or talking with the dean of student life and the vice chancellor of student affairs, like really getting in there and knowing them. It's really important that they also understand that us as students, we have needs, and that through those connections, I'm advocating for those needs and taking it up to the institution and making sure that they're accountable for addressing those needs of the students. And I'm just like, I want to bring healing energy, just given the campus climate and given everything that students have gone through in the past year. I've acknowledged that we need someone that's willing to be intentional about creating spaces for healing, for inclusivity, for positivity. And I really believe that through the work that I've done to ground myself and being a person who is dedicated to service for all, like I want to give back, and that's what I want to do. And those are the plans that I have, and that's the environment that I want to create for the student body, essentially.
Great. Thank you. Could you talk about the top three issues you're hoping to address as president?
Yeah. So I want to start with food insecurity. I really believe that that is a big one. And I think a big issue that I want to tackle within it is the accessibility of it. We currently only have one location, like one central set location for the food bank. And the idea that I had was kind of like making it accessible all over campus and doing like little pop-ups. So with pop-ups, that would allow the increasing, like the visibility, accessibility of the food bank, since it's only over by the use, and I feel like sometimes for students that may live off campus or that might not be over in that area, for it to be in a more like it, the location can be a little bit inaccessible for a lot of students. So through the pop-up, it just increases the usage and availability of the food bank, and so that more students are able to utilize it and it's easily obtainable. Also, the vending machines, the basic needs vending machines, there's only two right now, and I want to expand increasing from two, hopefully maybe to four, as well as increasing the quantity of codes that are dispersed to students so that more students can also make usage of those basic needs vending machines. And if I had any like locations, I'd possibly put them, like I'd probably put one over in like the SRV, just because there's only one in the MCC and El Centro. And then I just put another one in a probably like more central location and get input from the students. Another one for me is definitely like housing and affordability. I've been very grateful to have lived within housing for 3 years and then working in it for two. I've been able to connect with some housing officials and get more insight into housing and the importance in it. And I've definitely wanted to be more into how can we create more opportunities for students to get into housing. And that's definitely involved a lot of research and diving into some projects. So I'm looking into like the Ocean Road project and looking at how it mapped out from 2010 as a long range development plan, and it's still not being like anywhere near completed, not even the first phase. But it was approved by the UC Regents in 2022. So it's kind of like we have these full mapped out plans to address the housing crisis and the expected admitting of students as it continues to grow and increase. But the institution is failing to uphold and follow through with it. So a lot of my goal is heavily pressuring the institution to make sure that they are maintaining a level of transparency and accountability around following through with these plans. So it's like I'd love to get back into maybe try trying to figure out how can we continue with the Ocean Road housing project. It's fully developed. I think it's a really great idea, and it incorporates a lot of housing for students, and it would definitely address the housing crisis that we're in now. And students should not have to be facing this, should not have to be sleeping in their cars, going from places to places in order to receive a higher education. And another one I want to definitely touch on is representation and sense of belonging. I think for a lot of students in a lot of underserved and underrepresented communities, they always tend to feel as if there isn't a place for them, and there just needs to be more resources allocated. And I want to do more and utilize my position as president, like the office of the president, to be a safe space for students to come and vocalize what they need and the ways that I can also serve the community. How can I show up? How can I support you? Like, is there anything that you need me to do, whether that's show up to like an event? I understand that a lot of these, being a student leader is very like timely, and it takes a lot. But I do believe that like you can show support in so many ways, whether that is reposting a flyer, whether that is supporting a fundraiser. What if I'm hungry one day and you're having like a fundraiser for food? Like, I am so down to support. So I think the students also want to know that us as representatives, we're willing to connect. And I don't want to be here, like, I don't want to be on the pedestal. I want to be like connected with the student body at all times, and also encouraging that the other student body representatives and organizations on campus do the same to make students feel very welcome to come in and like, okay, I want to engage with this. I want to make the most out of my experience, and I want to make sure that students are getting their money's worth at the end of the day. They're paying a lot for college. A lot of students are coming out of state. A lot of students aren't getting financial aid. It is very costly, and there's a lot of things right now that is making it very like inaccessible, like not affordable for a lot of students to continue to receive their higher education. So like a big thing that I want to tackle is the least I can do is give you like the best experience out of college, the best experience out of university. I just want you, like, if you can take anything away from college, it's that you went there, you got your education, and you made the most out of it, and you don't have any regrets.
Thank you. You kind of touched on the campus climate previously, and I feel like student government on campus has faced a year of controversy and discontent and tensions and just like a general feeling of disconnect from some students. So, how would you approach strengthening the relationship between student government and the student body?
I would definitely say that it starts with the representatives, and I know that the president has the power to appoint representatives. And when it comes to representing students, you have to also have their input, and you have to know them. And that also means that you have to be intentional about grounding yourself in the work to connect with them. And I would definitely say there are so many students, and there are so many friends of mine that come from these different and like diverse backgrounds that are so willing to put forth the energy and the effort to advocate for their communities and for the needs. And I know that connecting with them and really getting them active and having like people that are so willing to create change, a part of Senate, a part of all of these different boards, a part of all of these different commissions, and making sure that the people there are actually like representatives. They're there and they actually have a goal to represent the people and to serve them and to make sure that they have everything that they need in order to succeed, and that all of the needs are being addressed. But I think that also is stepping out of the role. I think if you really want to dive into human connections, like that does require that you need to take it out a little bit outside of what you're being asked. And for me, like, I think in the roles, like being an RA, sometimes it could be a lot, but I think stepping out sometimes to check in with my residents and ask, hey, like, how are you feeling? Like, how's your day going? How's the quarter treating you? Forming trust, I think essentially is what's really important. And to make it stronger, be visible, be familiar, show them that, like, I'm here whenever you need me, I'm available. Also offering more support and more resources and more opportunities for input. I see sometimes that there might be like public forums, and I understand with the quarter system, time is everywhere. But if we can make it an effort to have more than just one opportunity for students to come and share with us that they're having these issues, that they're having these concerns, it opens up the opportunities for more students to come in and have dialogue. And for there to be opportunity to like have an opportunity to heal as well. A lot of students face a lot of injustices, but I think that when we acknowledge that and when we choose to support, but also be very solution oriented, we can really get down to the root of advocating for change and making sure that students have trust between this like this student like each other, the student body representatives, and the institution. And I want like I think the big thing like that I love that you talk about here is like that connection. Because to me, that is really important. And I feel like we should never lose that connection at any time.
You kind of got into the next question I was going to ask. So, if you have any additional thoughts on how will you ensure that students feel represented and advocated for, given that, our current AS president faced a recall petition partly over allegations she failed to properly represent students. How are you planning to ensure that everyone has, a seat at the table?
Definitely acknowledging that leadership shouldn't benefit you and a particular group that you associate with. I think a lot of the times when we want to advocate for change, it's really nice when the change is very beneficial to the collective and you get a little bit of it, but the ultimate goal is that the leadership should benefit everyone around you. And when you take on a position like president, you have to be mindful of you're a representative for all. You're not only so when you step into that and when you walk around, like I'm not just Jazz. I'm not just Jasmine. I am a representative now. And you need to make sure that you're doing it in a way where you can have your own personal values, your own personal views, your own beliefs, but you have to make sure that they align with the values of other students. And that means like it's not only about you, and I feel like leadership means that you have to think outside of a world and you have to think outside of things bigger than yourself. It now comes down to collaboration. And or in order to ensure that like students are represented, that means that you have to think about them at all times. You have to think about their entire being at all times. We're all so complex, we're all so diverse, and we have all of these overlapping identities that need to be catered to. We need to acknowledge that people are human and respect that we're all at different points in our life, but that we're all still in some way, shape, or form in this world together, and that we can create change, and that I like without the students, like I won't be able to do my job. I can't serve the students if they aren't there. And without a representative voice, the students won't have exactly what they need. So like I want to collaborate and I want to introduce more intentional collaboration and allocate a lot more funding to programming that acknowledge these differences amongst culture, amongst communities. And yeah, I just feel like a lot of programming that I've done as like an RA and hall council, they've all been like community based. So just fostering inclusive, welcoming communities and just really like making sure that they're standing on this DEI that they love to so heavily promote, you know?
Do you think that your experience, your heavy experience in hall council and as an RA, gives you a sort of different perspective in your approach to student government, given that the other two candidates are both currently senators?
I would say so. I think it definitely informs the more like humanitarian approach that I have to how I interact and how I engage with my peers and how I engage with administrators, staff, faculty, and all these departments and the ways in which I've I've come to understand like how to eliminate your personal biases when dealing with people that have beliefs from your own, and actively like how to conflict manage, the importance in mental and physical well-being, the importance in housing, the importance in food. I understand like the legal aspect of it and the policies is important, but that is all things that can come within time and things that you learn. But I think a lot of the times, like, it's important to practice being a good person and to practice compassion, empathy, and those things that like I've been able to consistently do for like 3 years straight. And I would say like I've gotten very proficient in like the different perspectives that I've engaged in. You won't meet a like student government is only so big. And I think like that is the beauty, but that is also like the downfall of it all. You can't get every single, but with housing, like you get people from so many different backgrounds coming and interacting with you. And I've gotten to engage with so many different residents. I've gotten to engage with transfer students, and I really have gotten to get different perspectives that I haven't gotten in a more formal student government setting. And I've really gotten to be more intimate, and I've gotten to like connect with people, and I've formed so many deep connections. Like I love just seeing like my friends out, and I love just seeing their organizations thrive. And we've definitely done collaboration. So for me, I think coming from a more social leadership aspect and background, it's allowed me to have that more human approach, so that collaboration and networking is a lot easier, and that I can, when I get to that, learning the policies and all of that, it just follows, and it just makes me more well balanced and very versatile.
So, my final question for you today, what is one thing you want potential voters to remember about you or take away from your campaign?
No matter where y'all come from, whatever background, you have power. You have the power to make change, and your voice holds power. If there's anything I want you to take away, is to just turn your passion into purpose. If there is something you're extremely passionate about getting out of college, make sure that everything that you do, it motivates you to get towards there. And if you need anything, like there's people out there like me, Jazz. I am all for collaboration, communication, anything. So no matter what, just know that you have someone on your side. And if there's anything that you need, please feel free to reach out to me. And yeah.
For more information on Jasmine Gates' campaign for AS president, you can visit at Jasmine for UCSB Prez on Instagram. That's JAZMYNE for UCSB Prez. Thanks for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chi.